This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast, Clearing the Way. Welcome. There can be so many places where energy gets blocked, where we feel stuck, and where we feel we need to push through, or even perhaps ignore or deny. In fact, everything about this journey into a more evolved way of being creates obstacles and blocks, changes and challenges to navigate. The way forward is not clear. It can be, but often it isn't. And so sometimes you just need a little help to clear the way. The power you have right now is in asking yourself gentle, sincere questions and watching, observing your responses. And the power you have is increasing every day. And you're learning to take back your power, taking it back now more than ever before. But this can be exhausting, sometimes overwhelming. And so much deep and restorative rest is required. The powerhouse of humanity is being recoded. And whether or not you know about this, understand it, or are just happy to come along for the ride, one thing is for sure, and that is that you need to rest now. Rest more than you've ever done so before. And take time. Time to retreat. To go within. To let go of those things which you don't really need to do right now, so that you can take the pressure off yourself. You know, that pressure that you put on yourself to be everywhere, doing everything. Instead, just simply come home to yourself. Come home to you for a much needed restful retreat. A retreat into you. A restorative rest. A time to observe. A time of self-inquiry. Building a more sincere relationship with yourself. As you take time to retreat, to go within, to let go of all those things which you don't really need to do right now, the pressure will lift. Those things can wait. Those pressures that you put on yourself, they do need to be looked at through fresh eyes. A new perspective on just how much energy you use on things that aren't that important right now. You're important right now. You. You will always have the energy you need to care for yourself and to care for those who are in your care. But whether you prioritise your own well-being now or not is a choice that only you can make. The overwhelming need to keep busy, to keep doing, to be here, there and everywhere must stop now. You need to come back home to that still centred point of self-reflection, just for a while. To be able to see what's actually required for a deeper inner peace to be obtained by you over a longer period of time. This is the work of now. It's all about you. This transmission is all about you. The most important person here right now is you. Without you, there is nothing. And so place yourself at the forefront or centre stage and get a clear look at what's going on for you currently. How are you feeling? What's really going on beyond the mask? The powerlessness which is being experienced by many currently is part of a deep ancestral clearing which cannot be avoided, no matter how positive you try to be and or how much effort you make to try not to feel like you're being dragged down from time to time. The current process is big. It's karmic, ancestral, and deeply important to our overall evolutionary process. Wherever you are on your path right now is exactly where you need to be. Don't try to soften the blow, sugarcoat it, fluff it over with superficial positive intentions. If it's raw, let it be raw. Let it be real. It's unavoidable to feel that rawness and that realness at times. And so let yourself feel and create the space for yourself where you really can feel. Don't keep yourself so busy and so distracted that you avoid yourself. You can't mask the truth. It will not be masked. And when we attempt to do so as a way of not feeling and seeing, sensing the inevitable, then all we do is a disservice to ourselves and to those who've come before us, to those pains we've experienced, and those other pains of those that we see. Those pains that have been seen and felt must be seen and felt. Those who see now can rise. And those who we see who could not rise, or don't rise, or weren't able to rise, those who have been and are downtrodden, held back, denied, shamed, persecuted, perhaps their powers were withdrawn, their truth not seen. The wealth of their sacred light potentially lost amongst the distortions which prevailed. All this is part of our history, still going on right now. The way power has been lost. And so we must see, and we must feel. You're here to witness the power of that which has been lost or taken away. You're here to see that eventually being returned in full, to be a witness to that. Clearing the way within yourself will help you see things from a more discerning perspective. And this can be painful. And this process takes time, as well as courage, and a great deal of inner strength, and also space for you, time to feel. You cannot face the truth unless you actualize a true state of compassion for yourself first. And having compassion for all is essential. The knee-jerk reaction of blaming others has to be addressed if we are to collectively heal the separation of self. The true power we have is in our oneness, our awareness that nothing is separate, that all is one. physical power we have is in our unity, our solidarity, our coming together in truth and collectively harmonizing and aligning to the grids of power, where we can be in service to a greater guiding wisdom and intelligence, which knows just how to support us to live as one with our beloved planet. This shift in power grids will give greater access to intuitive wisdom through the development of a more highly evolved sensory system. This takes time and space, and we must give ourselves the time and the space to explore this and more. The power grids are aligning, and we are coming into alignment with them. And there's no choice but to ride the waves of change, either willingly or without conscious awareness. The waves will come and go, and how you ride them is up to you. But you will ride them, and they will take you to the shore of a new awakened human experience. And so take your time. There really is no hurry. You have all the time you need. No one will be left behind. And so know in your heart that each person's perspective is unique, as is their experience. And so judge no one, especially yourself. The physical power you have will increase. Sometimes it will feel as if there is little or no power for a while as you release the powerlessness from your physical body. These are codes of information held within the energy field of our collective humanity and witnessed as they release as dense information. They're held within the tissues, the cells, and are directing the course of life. The more this dense old information is released, the more opportunity there is to anchor the light of your true authentic self. And so again, it's about creating the space to hold that light and to release that denser old information, which is otherwise taking up space, holding you at a certain frequency. Whilst it holds you at a certain frequency, it holds you with certain perspectives. And so as you bring in more light, release more of the dense old information, the more space you create for yet more light, and the more your perception shifts, the clearer things get, the more everything starts to make sense, and the more you let go and trust. It's not an easy process, you know, to go back and forth from light to dark, from shadow to light, from heavy and dense, and then to a higher frequency of clarity and ease. The ride is not a smooth one. And that isn't because you're getting it wrong or not doing it right, or that you need to do more, or that you need to learn more. It's quite simply the nature of the process itself. To be light and then dense, back and then forth, up and down, challenging sometimes, easier and flowing at others. That's the nature of the awakening process. Your perception of what's going on greatly influences how you personally experience these changing times. And perceptions are greatly controlled by who you are, how you see the world, and what you believe is going on. So by making some simple changes in fundamental perceptions, you can learn to navigate your way more clearly. Rather than feeling that things are wrong, or you're wrong, or something's wrong, or that there's something wrong with the world and her people, you can simply observe the process of change. Just simply observe the process of change. And in doing so, you help clear the way. Things will release when they're ready. Everything has its moment. There are new energies coming in to support you. These are powerful, purposeful, and you're coming into a clearer position where you can gain access to these new important guiding influences. This is going to be easier now. The flexibility you need is in how you read your environment, how you see your world, what you believe is going on. You have power to change that. Recognize where your attention goes, where your focus is. See where you're putting your energy. Ensure you're not wasting your valuable energy now. Draw it back from all those places where it's not really required and focus it where you know it needs to go, which is on you and the space you create and the perceptions you hold and the beliefs and patterns that you're ready and willing to change. The truth is that all is in perfect flow. A great awakening is underway, and you are feeling this, and it's okay to feel it. And when you don't feel it, when you deny it, hide from it, try to override it and sugarcoat it, then you may lose power. The power you have is in your own self-honesty. How honest you can be with yourself about the sadness you feel, the loss you feel, the grief, and the vulnerability. Give space to all of that. Your heart needs to feel. We're here to feel. And in feeling, we come into alignment with the grids of power which support this incredible process of releasing karmic debris, which until now has been sidelined. It's just too much, too big, too overwhelming. And there just weren't enough people plugged into the grid who could hold the space required for this immense release to occur. But now is the time. It's a time for plugging in. We may never know the true extent of what has gone on in the past, as we are all individually processing different parts of the collective story. But one thing is for sure. There is a huge collective database waiting to be reprogrammed, and we are the space where this important reprogramming process occurs. The power of the overall process must not be underestimated. This is incredibly well orchestrated. And so no matter what you feel and whether you realize how purposeful this is, knowing that what you're releasing is not just yours, it's part of this collective release. What could never have been released in full before is now coming up to be released. And it must be released. And it will be released in order for us to move forward into a new awakened way of being. The time is now for this. And the true power you have is in your service to this call. This time is not here to break you, to hurt you, to test you, or even to challenge you. You're not being made to experience these things because you're being punished and or need to suffer. You are simply called because you're able to hold the frequency of light required for the purging of the collective database to occur. You've been preparing for this for a long time, perhaps for lifetimes. The service we are called into is the call to be at one with all. Not just at one with those we love, like, and or agree with. Being one with all means exactly that. And so our limited perceptions, our judgments, and fears are all coming to the surface now. And this is the shadow work, which we must not overlook or deny. Or we do a disservice to all those who have gone before us. The place of power is the heart. The heart knows truth and will gently guide us to let go of all that we are not, come fully into the truth of who we are. No one can avoid this call, though many may try. Power we have is in our unity, as this is not an individual journey. This is a collective awakening. And so don't worry about those who can't see how you see, or who aren't doing things your way. Just simply accept them as they are, as in doing so you shift from separation into oneness. And it is this powerful field of energy which unifies all and will support our global shift. You don't have to do anything. You can just simply be. But if you are triggered, reacting, making it other people's fault, then you're giving away important power. And so you must look at this with compassion for yourself, as this is an opportunity to clear the way. The clearing which is required is ongoing for a while. It won't be done overnight. And so get comfortable with an ongoing process of accepting what is and letting go of all that you are not. The awakening is a process of letting go. But not just letting go of what you know you don't want. You will also need to let go of a lot of what you'd otherwise like to hang on to. What you believe serves you. Perhaps what you think makes you you. Whilst we search for the truths or the answers and the knowledge, we can so easily often forget the simplicity of this great undertaking. The simple truth is that the vibration of our planet's collective energy field is shifting. And as it does, so we shift with it. We're not separate from this great shift. And so quite simply feeling it, seeing it, sensing it, and allowing what will be to simply be will place you into a position of empowerment, where you can ride the gentle waves of change. And you can ride the bigger waves too. As to you, there is no difference to the big and the small, as your perception of the waves themselves is that they are intelligent, purposeful, and guiding humanity home to the very heart of all creation. We're just a small part of this overall process. We are coded with old information which can no longer exist at a higher level of frequency, and so we are quite simply emptying the baggage, releasing the karmic load, so that that higher frequency of integrated awareness of how power really works can be embodied. And our new awakened heart can then guide us forward. We're not being beaten by the waves of change unless we perceive we are. We're not going to drown in this emotional ocean unless we really believe that that's the only way we can do this. But when we look within, and attuned to a more highly evolved sensory system, we will be guided to simply let go and trust. Let go and trust. Let go and trust. The waves are here, and we can ride them. And when we take the time to rest deeply and empower ourselves fully, then we will ride them with more grace and ease. We need to preserve energy for this, not waste our energy on unimportant or meaningless things at this time. This is the work of now. It takes energy to clear the way. The true power we have is in how much energy or light we can generate, and how we use that energy, that light, as we clear the way. A karmic clearing is about to take place, and a light language transmission is coming shortly. If you haven't done so already, and it's convenient to do so, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. You can focus on your breath. You can let go and relax. The power you have is in simply letting go into this moment. And as you do so, you will receive an activation to support you to start clearing the way. Whilst you receive this important activation sequence and the following light language transmission, new, more highly evolved light-coded information will be offered into your energy field for you to gently experience and potentially integrate over the coming days, weeks, and months ahead. There's nothing else you need to do. Just simply breathe and allow. There's nowhere else you need to be. Just simply be here, here and now. Taniete atuaya yataniete. Yataniete atuaya. Yataniete. Yataniete. Yataniete awa. Tataniete atuaya yataniete. Tatania atuaya. Kiantanite, kiantanite, kiantanite awa. Yatanie, yatanie, kiantanie awa. Yatanie. Tataniete, tataniete atuaya. Kiatanite, kiatanite awa yaniete. Tataniete atuaya, kiantanite atua, tatanie. Tatanie. Kiatanie, kiatanie, kiantanie. Kiantanie. Yataniete atua, yatataniete. Kiantantiete, kiantantiente, kiantaniete atuaya. Kiatuanta, kiatuanta anua, kiatuantanite awa, yataniete. Yataniete awa, kiantanie awa, yataniete. Kiatanitiete awa. Kiataniete kiantaniete atua. Kiataniete kiantanite kianiete awa. Yatanie kiantanite kiatanie. Yataniete atuaya. Yataniete atuaya. Kiatanie antanie kiantanie atukuanta kuantanite. Kuantanite. Tantanite atu kwanta, tatanite atu waya, tatanie awa. Yantanite atu wanta, kiatanie. Tatatanie, tatatanie, tatatanie. Yaniete. Yaniete. Taniete atuanta, tatanite atuanta, tatanie. Tatanie. Tatanite atuanta, tatanite atuanta, tatanie. Tatanie. Tatanite atuanta, tatanite atuanta, tatanie. Tatanie. Tatanite. Tatanite, tatanie, tatanie, yataniete atuaya, kiantanie atuanta, tatanie atuaya, kiantanie, kiantanie, tatanie. Tantanie. And so it is. And so it is.